Bezal Hashem is Bochum, begin Perek Tish Asa, the 19th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'am, living in the laws of Lender and Borrow in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments. We're continuing the theme of the previous Perek discussing regarding collections, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the quality of the property that's being collected. As Rambam gets Halacha regarding the collection is from the medium grade types of fields. Kishayardin Bezdin, when the courts go down Lenichse Haloiva, to the assets of the borrower, Ligvus Mem to collect from a debt that he owes, Leigvul Lebal Chayv, they do not collect for the creditor, Elimin HaBein Nishabekarkiyasa. From the medium grade, there's Idis, the highest quality, Bein is the medium, and Zibur is the lowest quality. They collect from the medium grade of his properties. Now, but the entire regarding biblical law is actually Shigva Balchayb and Zibur is that actually the creditor collects from the lowest grade. Shnimaka says a passing in the Varm. It says, Bachutz Tamoid, the creditor has to stay on the outside. V'ish Hashat to Noishaboy, and the man that you are a creditor to, Yaitzi Begumi, he's going to bring out to you what he owes you. Now, Mandarka Shalod and Lohetzi, what does a person bring out to his creditors? Pachash Abikalab, the lowest of his vessels. So really, that would encompass Ziburis. Avatiknu Chachamim Bevenius. But the sages instituted that the payment should be from the medium grade. Why? Kadesh Le Tinol Delas Bifnei Levin. One should not be closing the doors in front of borrowers, because if it's going to be so hard to collect and you're going to get the lowest grade, people are not going to want to lend money. So therefore, they instituted it should be at least from the medium grade. Now, Bamed Ramum, when do we say this? Babuli put him in Aleva Asma, was when the creditor is coming to collect from the borrower himself. Abli Bali put him in Ayershim, if it's coming to collect from the inheritors of the borrower, then Ben Kitan, Ben Gedalim, whether minors or adults, Le Potelim in these burs, he could only collect from the lowest grade as the biblical law is. Halacha base, in the Fram and the Chasim Shabbadim. Now, one is not allowed to collect from encumbered properties, which are properties that were bought later on from this debtor by other people, which there's a lien on that, the creditor collects from that, he could only collect from that. He cannot collect from those incumbent properties, but when there's still available properties by the bar himself. And even though the available ones are the lowest grade, and the ones which had a lien on it, which were sold off, were medium or higher grade, which now he's going to lose. He's only going to collect from Ziburis now, which, according to Takan Zachom, he'll be able to get the Bainis. It doesn't make a difference. Bain Shem Mechadim, Bain Shem Nesanim, whether it was sold off to others, whether it was gifted to others, it doesn't make a difference, because as long as you still have available ones, you cannot collect from those who bought from the borrower. But Neshtad V'Bin Echadim, let's say the available ones got flooded and got ruined, Hareza Terev Neshabad, then he could collect from those which there was a lien on, which was sold off to others, because Shekim and Sheneshka, so once they got ruined, Kilo Enim, it's like as if they're not around anymore, and therefore there's nothing to collect from, and therefore he collects from those which are sold off to others. Halacha Gimel. Reuben Shemachar Kol Sadeis of the Shimon. Reuben sold all of his fields to Shimon. V'chazer Shimon, now then Shimon subsequently went, U'machar Sada Achas Men Levi, from one of the fields that he bought from Reuben, Shimon went and sold one of those to Levi. And now, one of the creditors of Reuben, who sold off all his properties, is coming to collect. There's no money by Reuben, so he goes to there's a lien on the properties that were sold off to Shimon. Now, if this creditor comes along, if he wants to, he could collect from Shimon, who bought all the properties from Reuben, or Levi, who bought one of those properties from Shimon. However, it's not so simple. But when we say this, Kishalokach Levi Beininus, when this third person, when Levi had bought from Shimon the medium grade, which that's where the primary lien of a creditor is, as we'd explain, which as the Rambam is going to shortly qualify this even further, the intent is that Levi bought all the medium grade that Shimon had. So then, look, can go to Shimon, because Shimon ultimately bought all the properties of Reuben that was his debtor, or he can even go to Levi, who he has actually the bainness, which is his primary lien, that he bought that from Shimon. But if let's say this Levi bought either the highest quality or the lowest quality, then any tariff from Levi, then the creditor cannot collect from Levi. Because Levi could tell him, look, because of this, because of I knew about regarding any creditors, Tarnachte went out of my way, but then I bought a field, that's not your halacha to collect from it. You don't collect from Idis, which is too high, or Ziburis, which is too low. You collect from Bainis. I didn't buy that from Shimon. And even if Levi did buy Bainis, which that the creditor does have a right to collect from, but he left by Shimon Beinanis, some medium grade ones can buy Beinanis, like the Beinanis that he bought, then still in the term of Levi, the creditor cannot collect from Levi. Because Levi could tell him, look, I left you a place where to collect from, which, yes, your debtor sold it all off to Shimon. Shimon now sold off to me, Levi, but I left you Beinanis, which you collect from, therefore you have no right to come to me, which is a third will, further than Shimon. You rather have to go collect from Shimon. Halacha Dalet. Now, Kvar Bryan already explains, says the Rambam, Shanizokin Shomalem Be'idus. Regarding damages, someone who has to compensate, his halacha is that he gives with the highest quality fields, as the Rambam explains in the first parak, Nechaz Nizokin Mom Halacha Zayin. And Ubal Chayv Bein is regarding a creditor that he collects from the medium grade that we explain in this parak in Halacha Alf. Uksubas Isha, when the woman's coming to collect her ksuba, when the marriage is over, is busy burst with the lowest quality, that's in the 16th parak, and Hilchas Isha's Halacha Gimel. Now, what happens if Hoyla Idis Vizi Bayudis? Let's say he had only highest quality and lowest quality. And he has these three type of collectors that each one gets a different category. But it doesn't have Bainis. So, okay, Nizakim Bidis, as it always does, damage is collected from the highest quality. Bal Chayv is not going to be upgraded because really biblical law is really anyway Ziburis. Bal Chayv, Uksubas Isha Ziburis, they collect from the lowest grade. Let's say like Idis Bainis. Let's say only had highest quality and medium grade. So, Nizakim Bidis, as it always does. Because what are you going to do? Even though Ksuba Sish usually gets from the Ziburis, there is no Ziburis. So Bachayb is going to get Bainis as opposed to. And the Ksuba Sish is also going to get. Let's say Hoylai Ziburis Bainis Bilbad. Let's say only had the lowest grade and the medium grade. So Nezakim Bachayb Bainis, what's Nezakim going to do? There is no Idis. So it's going to collect just like Bachayb from Bainis. Ksuba Sish is Ziburis, and the Ksuba of a woman is going to collect only from Ziburis. Now, Lochehei, the Rambam continues now regarding what happens if there was a sale to many different buyers. So Machadan, Lashleisha Bnei Adam Vasachas. Let's say this debtor sold to three different people at the same time, and all three different types of categories, one Idis, one Bainis, one Ziburis, but it was simultaneous. So Harikula Nichnas V'Tachzabam, they all take the place of the original owner. And therefore, V'Nizak and Tervim and Idis, those who are damaged are going to collect from whoever bought the Idis. U'Bachayv Tervim and Bainis, whoever is acquired is going to collect from the one who bought the Bainis. U'Ksubasish and Tervim and Ziburis, and the woman collecting Ksubas is going to collect from the one who bought the Ziburis. But let's say Mechadon L'Zachazel, let's say they weren't sold simultaneously at the same time. Rather, subsequently, one after the other, then Kulam, Tervim and Achar. Then they all collect from the last one to buy, because he's the one that bought last, which was the last one to buy. That was where the lien was on, because it's always on the whatever's remaining in Bnei Chayrin, whatever's available by the person. Therefore, that was the last one. Now, lo hispik, let's say that's not sufficient to pay up whatever money is owed, tarf mishlevan, then they collect from the one who bought before him. Lo hispik, if that's not enough to cover all the debts, tarf mishlevan, then they collect from the one from before him. And this halach is a fellow hoya achron who shalaka chazi buyers. Even if the last one is the one that bought the lowest grade, it doesn't make a difference. Shalakeh hakoidom emlatev, because the buyer before that last one could tell the one who's trying to for collections, hinach l'chamokum legvizman, I left you a place where you collect from the original debtor, which that was the last property that he sold to the last guy. So I don't care, no matter what quality that is, that's like Bnei Chayrin where the lien was on, and even if you were supposed to get more, Bainis or Idis, you're still going to have to collect from the last one. Halach avav. Now, Macharon le'echad, let's say however sold to one person, but it was one after the other. It wasn't sold to him all at once. So hari alikech nechnas tachas abalim. So the buyer takes the place of the owners. B'medrim, when we say this, is shalokech chidus b'achreina. If he bought the best, the highest quality, last. So then, okay, obviously he's going to want to take the place of the owner. Whatever the owner has to give idis will be idis, bainis will be bainis, ziburis will be ziburis, because if he's going to go based on the last thing, well, and that last thing is the best. He's going to give the highest quality to whoever comes. He doesn't want to necessarily lose the Idis. That's only for Nizakin. Avalakach Ziburis Bachroin. But that's the last thing that he bought. Was the lowest quality from the original owner, who's the debtor. Then Kulam gave him the Ziburis. Actually, whoever's coming to collect, no matter who they are, is going to collect from the lowest grade, which is the last one. Why? Sorry, I'm a Tayrev, because he's going to tell to the one who's coming for collections, when he's going to come to collect from the field that he bought first. Let's say he's coming to collect Idis, which he had bought first. He didn't sell. No, I left you still room by the original debtor. He ultimately ended up selling me everything, but I had left when I bought first, and then second, there was still something last, which was Ziburis. Now the question is, why can't the one who's coming for collections tell the buyer, koch, the same thing? Why can't he say the same thing in reverse? If let's say he bought Idis the last one, then let the woman and the creditor collect min Idis from the best, highest quality that he bought last. In other words, if we're going to push away the collections to the last one, even though it's Ziburis, because, okay, the Shibur that's remaining was on the last thing that was there that he left over, so why if he buys Idis last, why can't the creditor and the woman collect their payments for most of the last thing, because that's where the primary Shibur is on? And that says the Rambam, no. Shazay takan hil lekech. This whole halacha that the buyer could claim and say, oh, I left over room for you, is the kan chum for the benefit of the buyer, so that they should not collect from him when there's still fields remaining by his seller, who is the debtor. But in this situation, the last thing he bought was Iddis, he could tell them, I don't want this remedy, which was instead of him, which you could choose not to have something that was done for your benefit. Or rather, each one of you should collect from that which is appropriate from you, which is like taking the place of the Ba'alim, which was the opening halacha that we said in this halacha vav, which is the Iddis will be for Nezakin, and Ba'alim will be Benis, and the Ksubas Ish will be Ziburis. Halacha Zayin. If he sold to one person, again, same case that starts off, one after the other, and the Iddis, the highest quality, is the last thing that he sold him. Now the case continues in this case. The buyer then subsequently went, he sold off the lowest grade and the medium grade. He kept the highest quality fields for himself. So every collector from the person that sold it to him, they're his collectors. They could all collect from his Iddis. He has nothing to push them away with. And that is, since this is the last thing that he bought, which we said that's what they collect from, but he said, oh, it could take push them away because I left you place. There's nothing left. You only have this Iddis and it's the last thing that was bought. Now, let's say Mocher Iddis, let's say however he sold off the highest quality. He actually kept the medium and the lowest grade for himself. Then, Hanizakin Torfim in the Iddis, the ones who are coming because they were victims of damage of the one who sold it to him, they collect from the high quality field to be alikech l'sheni. That's in the hands of the second subsequent buyer, which we said in Halacha Gimel that in such a situation, Ratzim Zegoiva, and obviously he's going to want to get Iddis if that was sold off to the second one, Ubal Chayv, Ksubas Isha, and regarding the creditor and the Ksuba for the woman, they collect from what's appropriate. For them from the Bainis and the Ksubas Isha from the Zeburis, which remains by him, which you cannot go then to the second buyer who bought Iddis. Halacha Ches continues regarding a situation of exemption from inability to collect from one of the buyers when he lets him off the hook and how that has ramifications. So Misha Lava Me'echad. Case starts off, someone borrows from one person. So he's a debtor, he borrowed money. Then the borrower went and sold off his assets to two people, one after the other. Because of Bachayib, now the creditor, the lender, he writes L'kech Sheni to the second buyer of his debtor. He writes to him, Dinah Dvarm Ein Liyamach, don't worry, we're good friends. I have no litigation against you. And they make an acquisition to finalize that he's not going to collect from him. Ein Liyachal Litchev M'likech Rishon. He can't even collect from the first buyer. Why? Shari Emelay, because the first buyer could tell him, I left room for you to collect Itzel Bal Chayvcha by your debtor, Menanachasim Shakan Lekech Sheni Acharai, which was subsequently bought by the second buyer after me. I left you. You're owed by the borrower. I bought first. There was still something left over. But you caused a loss for yourself, because you removed yourself that you're not going to collect from the second buyer. That has nothing to do with me, and that we cannot collect either from the first one. And something would apply to a woman with her ksuba, if she's going to write to the second buyer of the, from her husband who owes her the money, and her husband sold her off to two people, and she writes to the second one, so of the ksuba, she's lost her ksuba, if she cannot collect. And the same thing is even the first one, because the first one says, I left you over by the second one. But let's say the case the other way around. Let's say they wrote, the creditor or the woman, wrote to the first buyer that they're not going to collect. Look at them, turn from the chain. Of course, they collect from the second buyer. Now, let's say a different case. Let's say, let's say the borrower sold his field to a buyer. Now, that same field, the first buyer sold it to the second buyer. Because of Amavul Lekech Rishon, now the lender wrote to the first buyer, that didn't dvarim ein liyimach, I'm not going to have any litigation against you, because they made the seal with the acquisition. But the creditor could still collect from the second buyer that field, because he only removed himself in the right, says he can have it against the first one, but the second one he didn't, and that guy has the field that he has a lien on. But the thing is, the first buyer, who they told, we're not going to have anything to do with you, they go ahead and they actually collect it from the creditor after they had taken it away from the second one. Why? Should it cost of loy? Because he or she, whichever the case was, had written to him, to the first one, they obligated themselves that they're not going to collect the debt from him. But they are in a roundabout way. Because v'lekech sheni, who's the one they're collecting from, Toidiv Oisim Lekech Rishon could collect it from the first buyer because he had sold it to him and now it's being taken away. And so he comes to the first one. Shadihu Mecharle. He had sold it to him and he's obligated to give it back to him, even though now it came back to him through the creditor, but ultimately has it back, so he has to give it back to him. Now, but about Chayv Chayzal Terev Mezheni, but the creditor that now goes and collects it from the second buyer because he has never removed his merits from getting it from him. Now, this is what's called B'chayz Nechalila. This is a cycle that keeps on repeating itself because each one has a right to the other one and each one keeps on losing it. And specifically in this case where the creditor had removed his rights from the first Lekeach, and therefore they collect from the second one from the first one back, you told me you're not going to take away from me, back from the Baal Chayv. Now, once the first one has it, it has to give it back to the second one, and second one, first one, it keeps on repeating itself. Until they make some type of a resolution, some type of compromise between them, to a woman with her ksuba, where this same cycle would repeat itself, where you have a Baal Chayv to the first lekech to the second lekech, and because the Baal Chayv had written to the first one that he's not going to collect from him, that goes and sets off this whole chain of events that Baal Chayv could collect from the second one from the first one, and the first one could collect from Baal Chayv. And but again, then when he gets it back, it goes back to the second one and starts all over again. That's therefore they have to come to some type of compromise because no, it really doesn't end.